All right, so welcome to the youthing workshop. Youthing, rather than aging, yes? Youthing with healing and aging reversal, longevity. You know, in your world, in your consensus reality, the mainstream thinking, the collective consciousness, holds a lot of concepts about time. It's part of the nature of discovery. When you are living in a three-dimensional reality, that you've discovered is about as much as you can of three dimensions. You know about length and width and depth. You're in a period of transition, however, a period of consciousness transition that is the natural extension of all the research and study and exploration and consciousness expansion that's been going on since the beginning of humankind. It has reached a point where, as a group, as a collective, you are preparing as human beings to enter into the fourth dimensional thinking, so that from that portal of fourth dimension, the entryway of fourth dimension, that you can begin to have access to the higher dimensions. It is not a linear process. Time, however, has been understood in the past few hundred years to be linear, and therefore the most advanced people on the planet, the ones who were advancing more consciousness and individuality and coming to awareness, also are part of a culture that developed technology, that developed science, that created new structures and hierarchies of order, all based on a kind of linear concept, a duality concept merged together. Now, the linear concept is that the past, present, and future are part of a line. You move from the past to the present and then to the future, and never the twain shall meet. The duality has to do with looking at opposites, creating judgments and distinctions between one thing and another, which is required if you're going to have hierarchy. If you're going to have some people who are in control and some people who are the followers, you have to have some kind of way of distinguishing and separating one person from another. Because if everybody was the same, if there was a sense of oneness, you could not take time and make it a straight line. You could not create the duality of judgment and hierarchy and order and have anyone better or anyone less. So as a study of individuality, that in a sense was necessity as part of the growth process, as part of the three-dimensional discovery, you created a hierarchy that is a male-oriented, dominated hierarchy. And we say male because the feminine energy was pretty much shut out, was not included, was dismissed, was reduced, diminished, and hidden. Moving into fourth dimension, there is a sense of flip-flop now back into another kind of polarity of discovery in which the feminine energies are now being re-included. But what this tends to do is to create a certain confusion, a certain chaos in change. You are here at this particular intersection of change in order to bring forth a new way of being beyond the duality, beyond the duality of good and evil, right and wrong, light and dark, you're coming to find the points of union, the points of connection of oneness. And in so doing, not only are you going to be able to resolve duality and lift beyond judgments, lift beyond the hierarchy, it's going to free men from the burdens of the male hierarchy construct in which men have been pressured and demanded upon. And right now, at this particular time on the planet, those of you who have felt the spiritual call to be here, to participate in this, the men that are coming in to participate in this are men who are more sensitive, more aware, more balanced between their masculine and their feminine. And as such, have gotten perhaps even a harder time, have been whammied a bit more strongly than the average Joe Blow. The usual guys, that's right, the usual Joe is a guy who is not aware of himself in any kind of dimensional way, is not interested in finding anything other than to rise to the highest point of hierarchy that he can ascend to. And the way hierarchies have been determined is through violence. A violence of respect, of an emotional abuse, and even perhaps physical violence. The pecking order to establish place in hierarchy. Who is better, who is less, who is more, who is less. And so this has been extremely hard on men who have come to do healing of this. And some of you who are men, have been female for many times and have chosen at this particular time to heal the masculine in a particular way and are coming as men with a certain feminine bent, a certain intuitional energy, a certain type of creativity and sensitivity. And some of you women who are here have been men many, many times, very comfortable with being men. And this time are coming as women in order to explore the creation of greater value within yourselves, to be able to participate in a higher degree of wisdom, of leadership in your culture. A very pivotal and very powerful time. And you may wonder, what does this have to do with you thing? What does this have to do with aging reversal? Well, dear ones, there's a certain evolutionary process going on. And if you're going to lift out of time, linearity, if you're going to lift out of the good and the bad and the ugly, it's time for you to lift out of the limitations of judgments, the belief systems, the coagulations and congestions, psychically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, as well as physically. And where does this work of personal growth and development show? It shows in the physical plane. The physical plane is your reflection of what you're working on what you're doing. Physical plane will always bring you reflections of what you're doing. And you, as powerful reality creators, as light beings who wanted to come in here and participate in this great change, are recognizing that's taking some time to do. How many of you have been waiting now for, 20 years at least? Hey, when's the new age going to arrive? Well, you're bringing it in individually within yourself. And then, if you can live long enough to help bring in this new age, don't you want to stay here and play with it some? Right, yes. So why not live longer? Also, there are so many beings who have come to participate in this change too, who are not physical as you would perceive it. They are in other spaces. from other planets, other dimensions, and they're coming to watch and to help you. And they have longevity. They can be hundreds of years old and not look a day over 20. Well, if you want to work with them, it's a bummer to kind of get old and die, and you haven't really had all the time you wanted to have good play with them, to work on all sorts of different dimensions and enjoy it. Then you're going to have to say, well, darn it, I guess I'm going to have to go back and get reborn in a physical body and have to go through all that childhood stuff again. Are you really thrilled about doing that? Look at what you're having to do to compensate for your childhood. You know, you spend about, 15 years getting really messed up thoroughly, and then the rest of your life dismantling it, taking it apart, trying to heal it, trying to change it, trying to fix it. Why not have a really long, long life and to be in mastery of the physical dimension? Here's your body. It will show you what you're doing. It will show you what's going on. What is aging? Aging is a quality of growing old. What is old? Can you feel the judgments just as we say the word?
Yeah.
Ooh, old. Old means out of date, useless. No longer in use. That's really what you're afraid of. As soon as I get old, I'll be useless. No function for me. I'll get decrepit, weak, powerless. I won't be important any longer. And all that achievement that I was expected to do, all those great things that I've got to turn the world on fire about. Oh my, what if I get old too soon? I can't get there. So if we were to talk about aging reversal, hey, would you like to reverse aging to the average Joe? Right? There we go, back to the Joe again. And Jane, the average Jane. Not the extraordinary Jane, but the average gal. We say that because we know that we have a Jane here. But we want to suggest that, you show it on your bodies. And so, therefore, the average person who is not interested in doing all this consciousness work or not interested yet, let's say, is going to say, oh yeah, I'd like to reverse aging. I'd like to lose wrinkles. I'd like to go to my high school reunion and be the youngest one there. See, I'm right. See, I'm the best. Or perhaps in your business, oh, if I could just stay young, I can compete with all the younger people coming in. I can hold on my power longer. I have more years to get to the top of the hierarchy, to ascend to the top of the pecking order. More years of strength and prowess. More years of sexual appeal. More years of value for my body. Well, now, if you'll remember, when you're in your teenage years and when you're in your 20s, what's so important? How you look. How your body looks. Bodies, bodies, bodies. You go to home movies to look at bodies. TV shows based on young people looking at each other's bodies and all the issues with it. So important. That's where you show your aging is on your body. And what really is aging? We would suggest that aging really is an accumulation of consensus reality debris. Yeah. All right. Because in your collective, there is a belief that at a certain age, you start to get wrinkles, you get your gray hair, you start to sag, you start to begin weak, you start to break down, you start to look old, you start to be this, you da-da-da-da-da. And there are programs about that. And you're fed programs by your family. They're programs. You know, if you had parents that looked really young and youthful and vibrant and highly energetic, chances are you inherit some of that. You follow that. It's more the beliefs that they hold, more their attitudes, more the emotions, the way they work with emotions, that determine what their bodies look like. So, in a sense, aging occurs on different levels, emotional, mental, perhaps even a certain amount of metaphysical or spiritual, conceptual, and it shows on the physical. This is where you see it, in the body. Well, you're not here to compete. You're not here to prove yourself better than anyone else. You're here to get on a mission of great excitement and adventure, of discovery, of personal and spiritual development and growth, to celebrate something new, to open up to a greater dimensionality of yourself. So for you, your purpose of youthing, your desire of aging reversal can be clean of the consensus and the collective consciousness. But look within yourself. Why would you want to reverse aging? Would you still want to be young and, quote-unquote, attractive? There's a lot of comedians who like to make fun of aging and of bodies. And it's really hilarious when you consider it on the surface, because it touches everybody's fears and anxieties about their appearance. But underneath, there's tremendous amounts of concern. Oh my gosh, as soon as I get older, young people will be making fun of me. Like I laughed at them. So youthing would be really advantageous, let's say, to a movie actress, so that she doesn't become over the hill, so she can still have romantic leads. Are you one of these? What part of you wants to have youthing so that you can be better than others? So that you can prove that you have the best nutrition, that you know the best about health, that you are the more spiritual, that you can show all your high school friends who are starting to get gray and have a lot of extra weight and or bent over, so whatever. Whatever high school year was your graduation, that you are remaining youthful because you are doing something right. Can you let it go? Can you let that motivation go? Can you let go of your desire to compete with younger people? Can you let go of the need to look young so that you can feel valuable, so that you can get attention? Are you willing to let go of that so that you can embrace a greater purpose? A greater purpose of youthing? A purpose of being here a longer time to celebrate, to heal, to share, to love, to teach, to bring in a greater consciousness, to celebrate physical plane reality and actually enjoy it the way you thought you would before you came into the body? Right? You are so excited. Oh, yes. Oh, physicality. That's going to be so fascinating. I'm going to learn how to really manifest and create and really work with those dimensions. Oh, this is going to be really intriguing. And then you got here and your parents' crap got loaded on you. Oh, no. And all the DNA programs from 7 generations back loaded on you. Kaboom. And also, if you identified with your people, quote unquote, your culture, your religion, a whole nother load, kaboom. Right? And you said, oh dear, I'm going to have to, you know, get through all of this. It's going to take years. It has, hasn't it? There's a few more years to go, too. However, we want to point out that the worst is over. We want to reassure you. You have seen the worst. You know the darkness. Give yourself the higher motivation to let yourself lift out of the collective coffin, you might say. Because in the collective belief, aging leads to death on a kind of a straight line down. Right? It just, there's a certain point where you, where on a graph, let's say here, here's the past over here to your left, and it's always at your left, right? And the past comes up, you know, and you peak. You reach your peak, whatever that is. And it could be in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your peak. You hope it'll be in your 40s, but the collective doesn't like to give you any more years. So you can play the illusion that you've peaked in your 40s. But generally, at some point you peak, according to the collective, according to the consensus. You make this beautiful line up, you build up to this point. And then it's all downhill from there. And down you go, and then you get old, and you get enfeebled, and then you die. Do you want to do that anymore? No. Why? Why don't you decide that you're going to peak? How about peaking in your 70s or 80s? Why not? What's wrong with peaking out 120? When you consider that what they consider, the collective considers a peak out 35 or 40. Okay, 40 is pushing it. But yeah, okay, peaking at 40. If you want to peak, how about peaking instead of at the level of 40? Imagine, what if you peaked way, 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 way up, far, far above that peak? What if you could keep going up and up and up, even greater, even more success, even more joy, even more amazing health and vitality and strength? Way, way up there. Now you have some people who show you interesting, positive aging. You know, that's like this guy Jack LaLanne, you know? How old is this fellow? Amazing guy. Just going. Like a, what is it? The Energizer Bunny. Yeah, just going. Now, what is the program that he's sharing people with that says, this is how I got here? Exercise, right? There's also a bit of manic enthusiasm, yes? Go-getterism. Okay, you got to be manic. It's like you got to have that little, you know, cute little sports car at 50. I'm going to go up the mountain faster and pass everybody else, you know. See, you don't really want to accept that one either, do you? Don't you want to enjoy your aging process? But you see, if you release the qualities or the functions that you have twisted and distorted that create the aging that shows on your physical body is not going to have to show it, yes? You know? Aging emotionally is where most of the aging takes place. It's not so much aging physically. It's that the body is showing you your aged emotions. Aging emotionally means that there's unresolved stuff, that you haven't finished resolving things emotionally. How long has it taken for you to clear and heal relationships with your parents? And family. Issues around family. Issues around love and acceptance. Even some of you have had relationships, very important, powerful, primal relationships that ended. And somewhere along the line, there still is a wound that's never healed. These are emotional agers. Places where you've been disappointed and you just never have recouped the enthusiasm, the passion, or the creativity that you had earlier because of discouragement became chronic. Aging emotionally. Aging emotionally also having to do with restraining yourself so as not to get into trouble with other people. How many of you hold yourself back for fear that you'll offend, aggravate, agitate, or anger other people? All that you've held back goes into your emotional body and is stashed in your physical body. So you don't see it stashed in your emotional body unless you can read the emotional body. So certain medical intuitives, certain psychics, certain aura readers can see your emotional body just jammed up with stuff. They can look at you and see kind of colors and dark areas, and they all see people in there. There's mother, and okay, and they'll see incidents at age 10 or whatever. Sometimes when we talk with you as individuals, we have to go and access your emotional body information. But it shows on your physical body. Discouragement, sorrow, things that you should have done but you never could, and you can't make them up, you can't redeem yourself. Shame that you still have feelings of inferiority or insecurity. These stress out your physical body. Fear, chronic emotional limitations, chronic fears, chronic worries, chronic stress, chronic angers, old rage unreleased, old guilt that you carry, all shows up on the physical body. But you were trained to stash all this stuff. You're trained by example, and when you didn't stash this stuff when you were a kid, you were punished for it. You know, what if you did something and your parents said, "We're going to punish you," and you got angry at them and said, "That's not right." What do you think your parents did? Well, Missy, you're going to have an extra punishment for that. For being talking back. Right? You learned. You learned to keep yourself held back. You learned to stash it. When you let those emotions go, when you release emotions, and some of you have been doing major work on this, and it just goes on and on, doesn't it? Yeah. It's amazing. Cycle after cycle. Oh, gosh, I thought I was done with that. Here I have to release it again. I have to, you know, release all my anger at this person. I have to forgive them again. What in the heck is this? Well, that's because time is not linear. And when you stash it in a spiral. And so when you release it, it has to come out in the spiral. You basically unspin it, unwind it. So it comes out and it dumps, and then there's a period where in the past you didn't have to stash. And then here comes another incident, boom, that comes out later. People call it peeling the layers of the onion. It's like you never get to the core of the onion, do you? It's like always there's another layer. My gosh. Emotional aging. The most damaging emotional aging, though, comes with a sense of failure. Look into your past. Where did you think you failed? Now, you may have done your little dance. Oh, I failed, but I'm going to rationalize it. I'm going to pretend that it was somebody else's fault. That was the way you were trained to respond. I'm going to make it up. I'm going to do better next time. I promise myself I'm going to do it better. I'm going to be more loving, more caring, more successful. I'm going to be smarter. I'm going to not make more mistakes. I'm going to be perfect. Dismantling that takes a bit. And so what happens is that as you age in surges. You don't age on a straight line. Have you noticed? There are people who go along for years and years and years and years and don't look a day older. And then all of a sudden, something happens and they suddenly look a lot older. Have you ever noticed that? It's like the channel lived across the street from a doctor, and he just seemed to be very vital, and you know, he was in his 60s and he was still maintaining his practice, and he took vigorous walks every day, and he was, you know, head of his department. He was a dean at the medical school, and it was just kind of thing. And he was like really just trucking along, and his son got killed in an accident. And within 6 months, he was bent over and he walked like this, and slowly. He didn't take those long walks. He looked sad. His hair turned whiter, more wrinkles. He aged. It was like a bomb blew up. Too much emotion, too much stress. And if you're carrying a lot of repressed stuff, it's like it pushes it in, and sometimes it's just, okay, that's too much. Boom. The body has to release it. Aging. If you're going to youth them, you have to recognize that you got those kind of bombs hidden in there. You got them set in some program that you learned from your family, that under certain triggers, aging will happen. How many of you remember what you felt like at age 25? A quarter of a century. Hey, you were still so young, but all of a sudden you started to feel old, didn't you? How about at 30? 30. Oh, gray hairs? Or your first gray hair? Do you remember your first gray hair? You see, there are markers for aging. And when you accept those markers, you accept what naturally unfolds afterwards. You don't think about it. Now that's emotional aging. All the unprocessed emotions, all the stuffed emotions, all the stuffed self, all the loss of value about yourself, not loving yourself. You're going to age. You're buying into the consensus. So all the reversal you've been doing of that actually has been youthing you. So yay, give yourself some credit. You've been detoxing your aging processes. Mental aging comes with accepting the beliefs about aging in your culture. How did your parents age? For those of you over 40, did you have to get reading glasses? That's a program. You can go in and to an optometrist or at age 35 and they'll say, we're just checking, you know, at 40 you'll need glasses. They'll tell you right off the bat. Magic age, 40. You start to lose the elasticity of your eye. Your eye ages. You got to wear reading glasses. The programs that are there. At certain ages, you have in your mind, you're supposed to look a certain way. Yes? You look in the mirror and you know what your age is. This is what your age looks like to you. Your body's demonstrating, this is my belief of what this age looks like. Are you well preserved, quote unquote? Aging beliefs, attitudes. Your expectation of aging is that it leads to frailty, it leads to illness, it leads to suffering, it leads to weakness, it leads to all sorts of horrible experiences. Smelling bad, sitting in a wheelchair, in an aging home, in an old folks' home, you know, and the family doesn't visit you anymore. Horrible, isn't it? But you see, you decided you wanted something different. You've already started the process of youthing. That's emotional and mental concepts of aging. How old are your parents if they're still alive? How old do they look? Do they look their age? Is that what that age, quote unquote, looks like? If they've died, what year did they die? What age did they die? Are you programmed for that age too? Now, one of the reasons to youth on is so that you can live longer and healthier. Not that you can lord it over anybody or not that you can be more important, but so that you can live healthier. But a lot of longevity also comes with its own fear. What if I live too long? What if I outlast all my friends? See, sometimes you can talk to your grandparents or your parents, and the ones that really lived long lost all their best friends. They maybe lost their mate, they lost their playmates, their friends. And if they didn't have a good number of friends that were 10 to 20 years younger, they have to go out and make new friends. There's disadvantages to a long life. But you decided you wanted a different long life, didn't you? You said, okay, I don't want to see myself there in that nursing home, sitting there in a stupor, not being able to, you know, go to the bathroom properly and having nurses come in and watching TV all day, vegging. You don't have that image. Your dream, I've already dreamed something else. So our talking to you today is something you've already imagined and already dreamed. So we congratulate you on that. What are we going to do today? It's the first thing we're going to do today. So we're going to look at your belief and image about aging. And we're going to shift and reverse that image. We're going to heal it. First thing to do is, of course, is to get that bead on what your age looks like now for you. Now, at some point, years ago, the age that you are now, was way off in the future somewhere. It wasn't present, up close. You know, when you're a kid, when you're a child, you want to grow up, right? You want to grow older. Where is that point where you stop wanting to grow older? You just wanted to, okay, 21, okay, I've reached my maturity. I want to stay 21 forever. Well, the thing is that when you were 21, let's say, and you thought about a person who is the age you are now, what did you think about them? Oh, that's old, right? Yes? Oh, gosh, that's old. Very uninteresting. I don't want to even think about that. Ugh. I'll never get like that, right? I'll never be old like that. How in the world do they let themselves go like that? Look how good I look. Yeah. So you had ideas about what your age was going to look like back when. Think back about 10 years or maybe 20 years ago. How old did your current age look to you then? You had probably ideas. There were people in the public, perhaps actors or somebody, actresses or politicians or people that you knew who in the celebrities or well-known people or people in your community or friends of your family or something who were ages that you are now. What did you see them as? How did you see them? How did you perceive them? When the channel was in her 20s, she went on a very extended trip. She went to India. And it was a very difficult trip for her because it was cold and smoky there because they were burning every little piece of wood for warmth. And she got pretty ill. But she was supported and nurtured a bit by a couple in their 40s. And they even gave her some money because she was like broke too. And they supported her in a sense they gave her a lot of encouragement and she appreciated it very much. And she saw them in their mid-40s there and they had a store and they were independently, you know, were running that store and they just seemed to be so, so neat. That's what the 40s looked like, she said to herself. That's what the mid-40s looked like. Imprint. Guess what? When she reached her mid-40s, bang, she started to age. She just seemed to be, you know, 30-something forever, 30-something forever, and then all of a sudden in mid-40s, bang! And all of a sudden her hair started to get gray. She started to have wrinkles. And one day she realized, I'm looking like that woman who was 45. I hit 45 and I'm looking like her. The program kicked in. She became aware of it. The thing is that the woman at 45 had done a lot in the sun and her sun damaged skin. Sun wrinkled skin. She even had cut her hair short and that was just when the channel, for some reason or other, cut her hair short. And then realized, oh my gosh, I just cut my hair in the same style as that woman did. You see, she made an imprint of that age. And when that age came, she lived up to it. So what was yours? Who did you know? Who's the age you are now, roughly, give or take, you know, 3-4 years? Somebody in your age range, who did you imprint? Is that what that age looks like? Because most likely, you weren't paying any attention when your parents reached your age. If they lived that long, you know, if they didn't die young. You see, you would look, thinking about, okay, you're looking out there in the public, in the culture. Where's the imprint for your age? Now, it's really important to know this, because if you can kind of figure this out, you can see what program you installed for this age. Now, here you are at this age. What do you have as your mentors of aging? Your people who are 10, 20 years older than you now. What do you think of them? What does, you know, if you, let's say you're 60 now, what does 70 look like? If you're 50 now, what does 60 look like? What does 65 look like? You know, what do those ages look like? Who in the public is that age that you think about? Now, we may not be mentioning people like, for example, you know, there's some people, women who have aged well only due to the fact that they've done lots of plastic surgery. But what judgments does society have on those people? Oh, poor thing. She's trying to stay young through all that plastic surgery. So you may have an imprint. Okay, that's what that age looks like. But you have to add plastic surgery to it. Right? So if I expect to look that good at that age, I'm going to have plastic surgery. You see how it works, right? Now, what we would like to suggest at the break is that you pay attention to this. The first, number one, is who did you have as your mentor, or what did you think your current age was going to look like when you were 10, 15, maybe 20 years younger? Did you have anybody who was an example of that? Just to give yourself a sense of who you used as your imprints, as your copy, that you in a sense you linked to and in your belief and connected to. The second image is, what does 15 years, 10, 15 years in the future, that age look like? Who are you seeing at that, around that age, and assuming that that's what you look like, you will look like? And you're just doing it subconsciously, recognize this. You're not kind of consciously going, oh yeah, I'm going to look like that person. No, it's just like a perception that you subconsciously pick up and put into your aging program. All right. Those two, they kind of need to have an idea. So you can see where you are on how you want your body to demonstrate the age. Because you can get really emotionally cleared out and emotionally current. You can heal shame, you can heal your failure, you can release your rage, you can do all that stuff. But if you still have the imprint that a certain age looks a certain way, and you haven't released it and healed it, you're going to look that age. Now, in the example that we're using with the channel, she and a good friend of hers used to do energy healing and processing and working with each other, clearing emotional debris, clearing beliefs, da-da-da. They would get together and swap back and forth. They had a wonderful time exploring this. You know, one would be on the table and the other would play and do, and they would explore and find this and find that and try this technique and that. So when the aging thing came up and the channel was aging like at a very fast clip, she said to her friend, hey, you know, Pamela, I'm looking old really fast. It's like every month now for the past 6 months, I've aged a year. It's scary. So they sat down and they figured this out, that that was the role model for that age. So what did the channel do? Channel figured out, oh, okay, well, I need another role model for that age. I need another, you know, imprint. I need to make another choice. So she went and thought and looked around. Who is it my age that looks really younger, that looks youthful, that looks vibrant, that looks alive, that has this, you know, good emotional, mental, physical energy? And she couldn't find anybody, really. So what she did, she found somebody who really looked young naturally, who was her age. Said, okay, that's an image of my age looking younger and youthful and vital, with a lot of vitality, kind of the way I used to look just only a year ago, you know, just really nice and youthful and really, really good. And but that person doesn't have the alive energy, the vitality, that I want to see. So, but this other person has a marvelous health and just vigor and vitality that's just really nice. So she took the image of this one, person A, and she took the vital, strong person B, and she kind of like merged them, took the vitality and put it over in the image. And she started playing with this and mixing and matching. She looked at various celebrities and various well-known people and people she knew and played around with it. And she got a new role model for her age as a composite. So here's what we're going to suggest, is that you also start looking at that. This is the third image that you're going to create. Is your new role model for your age, current age. You know where we're going, don't you? The fourth one is your new role model for 15 to 20 years in the future for you. If you don't find anybody who physically looks the age you want to look in 15, 20 years, i.e. about the age you look now, or maybe even younger, who knows, you might have to make one up. But take people who have beautiful, vigorous qualities, who are older than you and have beautiful emotional qualities, beautiful sense of power, radiance, have a sense of personal mission, a sense of creative capacity and passion, youthful qualities. Mix and match. Put something together. Don't do you. Okay, put together an image of a, you know, if you're a woman, kind of a generic female, 15 years older than you, okay, or a man, a generic man. Don't do you. It'll come, don't worry. But for right now, you want to create what will replace what's in your consensus program right now. First, you want to replace that. So four images. We know this is some processing work to do. But when we did the release replace with these images, when we do it, you will see that you will get the same kind of results that the channel did when she did it. In fact, for several months after she did this particular release, replace, she started losing a year a month. She reversed aging. It was rather exciting. She got so excited about this. My gosh, this is pretty amazing. Unfortunately, she didn't really think it through to the extent that you are capable of now. A lot has gone down in the past several years. A lot of wisdom, a lot of knowing of how it fits in longevity. All right, so when we have the break, it's going to be a little bit of a longer break so that you can have the time to do that. Now, if you don't have the images, if it's just really hard work for you to do, at least get the sense of it. At least get the kind of the energy of it. Use the imagination the best that you can. Because it's the frequency that we're working with, really, underneath it all. You want to have a frequency of youthfulness 15, 20 years in the future. Now, you're still going to look older. We're sorry to tell you. But there'll be a point at which you will stop looking older. You'll just won't continue to look older. You won't sag anymore. You won't have any more wrinkles. You won't have any more, you know, problems with hair thinning or, you know, whatever. It'll be a certain point where you will reach a balance. There will be a flow. And this is the key to youthful longevity, is to be in balance and in flow. And so we're going to work over this weekend with balance and flow on all your systems and all your levels. In your emotional body, in your mental body, as well as your physical. So think about it. Why do you want to reverse aging? What do you anticipate and desire and imagine you want to be doing 20, 50, 100 years from now? What would you like to be doing? You don't have to know the form exactly. But if you can get the idea of how it's going to feel for you. Now, when we were doing the downloads prior to this workshop on you as individuals, we found that there were things that you were seeking in your life, and everybody had their own particular combination. Some of you were seeking the great love. Some of you were seeking ecstasy of being. Some of you are seeking connection with the divine. Some of you are seeking celebration and sharing your life and love with friends. Some of you are seeking to belong on a grander level. Some of you are seeking a new kind of success, a pinnacle of fulfillment for yourself in your actions and your being. There were things you were looking for. Some of you were looking for ultimate creative passion, the thrill of creating, that absolute glorious thrill. What is yours? What is it that is your peak experience that you're always heading towards somehow, always looking for, always orienting everything that you do around? Because what that is, in a sense, is a key to your longevity. It's a key to your balance and your flow. Balance means that things have a certain harmony. Things have a certain keel. It's not a static thing. Balance is not static. Balance is being able to play off the energies, the forces, the changes, and so on. and maintain a certain being afloat, like a boat on a bunch of waves. It just knows how to balance on top of the waves. Just to keep that kind of balance, a balance between your masculine and your feminine dynamics, between actions and doing and being, between expressing and giving and receiving and perceiving and sensing. Balance between in and out, up and down, balancing between even light and dark without judgment on it. Why, many of you are beginning to explore the darkness not from a sense of powerlessness, being thrust into a horrible, despicable pit of it, but to really find out, well, what is the positive of the darkness? If I release the judgment off of darkness, what can it be for me? What can I discover there? What did I hide away in the shadows of my being? And I can bring that to balance with the things that I know that are obvious, that shine, that are in my light. I can bring the balance of myself. The flow is to keep the energy moving. Again, not a static position. Static is a part of the fulfillment of order of the collective. They say, we want to get there, and then we'll stop. The adolescent, the child, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Oh yeah, I'll process and I'll work hard and I'll do my emotional clean out and I'll do my diets and stuff, but there's going to be a place where I want to stop and not have to do any of this anymore. I'll be there. I'll be done. It'll be perfect. I'll reach the ideal. It's a static state it's a fantasy when it's a static state. You're always going to be growing. You're always going to be moving. You're always going to be flowing. Your emotions need to continuously flow. Do not plug them up. Your body energies need to continuously flow. What would happen if your circulatory system stopped? Well, that you head for the emergency room if you can make it. See, you want to keep the flow going. What if your lymphatic system didn't drain anymore? You'd swell up. Look at the problems people have who have edemas. It's got to be in flow. Flow means that you can release, receive, release, receive, release, receive, release. And it just keeps going. In and out, in and out, in and out. It's natural. It's natural and effortless, really, once you get into the flow. When you do a project and you have a goal, you have something you want to achieve, you want to keep the energies flowing until you get to that achievement. You don't stop. Some of you want to get to that achievement and stop. And if you have that idea, you'll never get there. Because the program is so much in the consensus, you'll never get to you'll see it as an ideal, as a perfect static place, and you'll never be able to get there because you never get to the ideal, ever. No one ever gets there. No one goes to perfection and stops there. It just doesn't happen. It's not what life is about. Life is continuous exploration, change, move, grow. Life is change. One of the channel's mentors said, life is a series of interruptions. You can get annoyed at the interruptions if you've got a strong sense of order. It's got to be like this. Or you can go and flow with it and say, well, okay, let me structure my order around this. Let me move this way. Let me play with that. Let me keep it in balance. Because when you have balance and flow, you can respond to your circumstances. You have access to your resources of imagination, of knowing, of your wisdoms, of what you've learned. You don't go back to knee-jerk automatic responses. You can intuitively leap. You can receive messages from the divine. You can receive omens and signs and signals from your reality. You can receive messages from every circumstance that is around you, and you can respond in your power. But only if you're willing to flow, if you're willing to keep changing and shifting and growing in balance. Even when things change so radically that you enter chaos and you enter the unknown and everything seems to drop out that you're familiar with and you feel somehow totally separated from everything. Where are my bearings? Where am I going? I have no clue. You can still maintain flow and balance. You can still be in harmony within yourself. It's a secret to longevity. Those who reach the longest and most healthful and youthful and vibrant and useful lives stay in flow and balance longer than anybody else. Now, you may not want to be another Jack LaLanne, right? But that's his flow and balance for him. He focused on physical aging. And yes, the physical body does age in and of itself if you don't give it enough exercise and movement. And we're not talking about going to the gym and doing so many reps, right? We've said this many times before. The body does not like exercise. It does not like repetitions. You know, it does do some repetition. You know, every time you walk, it's a repetitive motion. And if you are out of balance structurally, basically walking for you is a repetitive motion disorder. Anything that you do chronically that's out of balance structurally is going to create pain. It's got to. Pain is your body's attempt to say, you know, you got to get back into balance. And so those of you who put your issues and your challenges into the physical body are challenged about balance, structurally, chemical balance in your body. And we're going to get into a lot more detail about that. But what the body wants to do, the body wants to move in interesting ways. The body likes dancing, as long as it's not too repetitive, right? The body likes to move in different ways. The body loves stretching. Have you ever watched a cat stretch? Have you ever, like, almost been jealous? Oh, that looks like it feels so grand. It does! We recommend stretching. Stretching, moving in different ways, stretching every day. Your body loves stretching. Activates the flow of the lymph, activates the flow of circulation in the muscles. Really loves it. You can get blockages. Your emotional body, your mental body can put blockages into your body. It will block energy in your spine because it will block up your chakras and so on, and you won't have energy flow up and down your spine. You can deliberately and consciously reverse that, and we're going to work with that later as well. So for now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And during this break, you're going to look at those four images, and you're going to get clear about your choice of why you want to euthon and why you would like a long life. That is clear and clean of collective consensus reality significance. Because you see, dear ones, you can choose how much value your life is. It's your choice. You can choose who you want to work with, how you want to work, how you want to express yourself. and also look out what it is that you're really going for. Is it the great love? Is it the great success that you're going to share with the world? Is it a phenomenal capacity and opportunity to heal yourself and others? One of the highest acts you can do as a human being. What's going to give you the greatest joy? What state, what work, what flow, what function in your life will give you your greatest peak experiences? All right, dear ones. We have much more to say later. We're going to close now for a break. And when we return, if you have questions, we will address some of those. All right. Farewell.